kind of, it's a light shining into that darkness. And that's a good thing. The light needs to shine into the darkness of our toxicities in life. And so he's detoxing. I did, by the way, when I was younger, I used to drink a ton of coffee. I mean a ton. Any coffee drinkers out there? I mean, when I was young, I would plow it down. In the morning, a good pot to get you going. You're pointing to Dad. One time I remember my younger years, I said, you know, I'm just going to not drink coffee. And I just quit cold turkey. And man, my body just detoxed. And I was like fatigued and just tired and headaches and all of these types of things. So when we're going through these types of experiences, detoxing can be a good thing. But as we were out there, it's okay, Mom. When we were out, or when he was out there, I got to thinking, what was he detoxing from? What was Jesus detoxing from? Maybe he's preparing, he knows he's preparing himself for ministry. But he might be detoxing from, he's human too. Remember, he has a human side to him, human without sin though. He didn't sin, but he was tempted in all ways, the Bible says, just as you and I are. Maybe he was a bit afraid, his human side, of what he was going to have to face. Maybe he had some insecurities because he knew this was going to be a very challenging 3 years. Yeah. Maybe he was detoxing from his human insecurities. You know, even the most secure of us people in the world have insecurities. Maybe he was detoxing a bit from, he knew he was going to find an incredible resistance against this revolution of the gospel of Jesus Christ that he is going to bring to the world, that sets the world free from sin and death and gives us everlasting life with God and a relationship with him that starts instantaneously when he opens our eyes to who he is and opens our hearts to receiving him and believing and trusting him. I mean, great resistance. He knows the resistance is coming. So he's out in that wilderness. You know, we don't know really what he did for those 40 days other than it says he prayed to the Father and he fasted. But when you fast, detoxing occurs and things come to the forefront in our lives of what we need to deal with. Maybe he had some doubts. All of what he was called by the Father to do, to say, to preach, the teaching and the places that he went and the people he touched and the encounters he had. Who knows in his human mind and heart? But before he was to set out on this mission, we know that the Spirit led him into the wilderness for those encounters with himself, really. You know, when we pray and when we go into fasting, Jesus even taught on that. He said, it's not a public thing. You know, if we go in fasting, we don't wear a sign on our head that says, please excuse me, I'm fasting today. it's because it's meant to be personal. It's meant to be spiritual. There's a spiritual element to this whole thing. And so all those things that he has to detox from, because he can't be insecure out there doing this work. He cannot be afraid of the enemies that are going to come against. Even his brothers and sisters, when he started into the ministry, the 3 years, and launched it at age roughly 30 years of age, when he began to do this ministry, they came to his mother. They said, our brother has lost his mind. Do you remember that? They thought he was crazy. So there's a lot going on in here that he has to detox and let go and give to the Father ultimately so that he can do this work freely. So that he can do this work in the life of the Spirit in him, in connection with his Father, praying continuously to the Father, walking in empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Christ has come. Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, to save this world. It's a big task. It's a big calling. He has to be ready and cleansed and purified of any things that might get in his way of accomplishing this mission. Ultimately, however, the biggest detox we see in the Scripture that Jesus had to be set free from, and absolutely, see, when we go through these experiences, when he's going through these experiences, he's being set free from any of that, so to speak. But ultimately, what do we see in this text that we are allowed to see? The encounter with Satan. Because Satan shows up. And it's almost like the final thing before the fast is over. Satan shows up to try and tempt him and pull him away from the mission that God the Father has sent his Son to do. And he tempts him with a lot of worldly things, doesn't he? And power. He has all power and authority, but not the kind of to use it in the way that Satan is tempting. But it says he was tempted. He was tempted to go off the road. And in each case, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and because he knew the Word, he is the living Word, what did he set straight Satan with on all three of those temptations? The Word of the living God. Turn these stones into bread. You can do it. He replies with Deuteronomy, man does not live by bread alone. Each and every case, he replies, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And finally, the final temptation, which Jesus had to go through and overcome by the power of who he is as the Christ, the Messiah, filled with the Holy Spirit, in tune with God the Father and his will and plan for his Son's life. The final temptation before he can set out, and he needs to be completely detoxed of and not even have any doubt whatsoever in his mind whatsoever, because Satan said, I'll give you everything if you bow down and worship me. That's the final one right there. And what does he say? Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So Satan confronts him face to face, and Jesus casts him away and demands and commands him out of his presence. Satan will try to interrupt him for the next 3 years in many, many ways. But what this shows is the final battle is between good and evil. Bless you, buddy. The final battle is between good and evil. And that final battle occurs on the cross, where ultimately victory is given through Jesus Christ. Through his death for our sins and what he did for you and for me on that cross. Because that was the journey he was to take. Not this other stuff that Satan's trying to pull him away with. That was the journey for the entire world and for you and for me and every person on this planet. And the battle was fought on the cross. And Satan thought he had won by him being put to death. But we know on the third day what happened. He rose from the dead. The Father raised him from the dead to prove victory over sin and death and ultimate victory over Satan forever and ever and ever. Amen? The battle's already been fought, church. The victory's already been given through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I want to ask you for a moment, as we think about Ash Wednesday, as we think, you know, as we think about the season of Lent, you know, a lot of times we think of giving things up during the season, the prayer, the fasting from certain things. What do you need to detox from in your life? I have things in mind I need to detox from. Do you have doubts in your life? Do you have fears? Do you have worries? Do you have anxieties? What in your life do you need to detox from? Do you have unforgiveness in your heart? Because maybe you were very badly wounded by someone? Do you have regrets that still haunt you? Do you have mistakes or failures from your past that just seem to come back up like a toxic poison in your life and in your mind and in your heart and in your soul? Let me tell you, the battle's already been fought. The victory's already been given through Jesus Christ. Whatever toxins come into your mind and into your heart and into your life, even maybe right now, we need to do what Jesus did and give them to the Lord. Give them to the Father. Give them to Jesus. Give them to the Father. Whatever it is, and be free, because He doesn't want us to live poisoned lives. He wants us to be free with Him. And so the greatest thing I see that occurred in that wilderness experience with Jesus was a peace, ultimately. He had to battle the Satan and battle that stuff, but in the end, there's peace. He's exhausted after 40 days. The angels of ministry came and ministered to him. That's his human. We see the human side of the Messiah, fully God, yet fully human. So what that says also to us is that he understands everything you and I go through in our lives. He understands everything that we go through. He was tempted, the Bible says, in every way, just as you and I are, yet without sin, because he couldn't sin. He's the Son of the living God. But nonetheless, he came in the flesh, and he reveals to us that he understands everything that we go through in our lives. Everything. The successes, and you know what? The trials, the tribulations, because he's tested. We go through testing in our life. But we never go alone when we have Christ. Never. And so tonight, as we prepare to have the ashes put on, the ashes are a reminder that from the ashes we were formed in Genesis and to the ashes we shall return when we die. It reminds us of our own mortality, that our lives have a beginning and our lives have an end. And God is sovereign, and He knows when that beginning will be, and He knows when that end will be. And so we are reminded by the ashes, the cross put on our forehead, that one day we too shall die. And are we ready? Are we ready? The simple answer to that in this great Christian tradition is, as I put the ashes on your forehead, repent and believe the good news. Turn from whatever is poisoning your life. Maybe it's your thoughts. Maybe it's your worries. Maybe it's your doubts. Maybe it's temptations that you've struggled with in your life. It's okay. God understands us. He loves us. Turn. Tonight is the night to say, you know what? I'm going to leave it all. I'm going to leave it all at the cross where it belongs. I'm going to leave it there tonight. Whatever. When you come up, okay, I just want you, whatever it is you need in your mind, as I'm putting that on you tonight, I want you to just leave it all at the cross, okay? So what I want you to do, do you see your card? This is for you personally and privately. I have my own too, and I'll write my own. But I want you just, Carol's going to play 3 minutes. I just want you to take 3 minutes. I want you to put on your card what comes to mind for you tonight that you need to detox from, so to speak, that you need to give up to the Lord. It's time. And if God's bringing that to your awareness through the Holy Spirit, would you put it on the card? Put it, whatever it is, it's yours. That's personal. That's between you and God. It could be whatever it is. You put it on that card tonight. And if it's several things, then you put them on. And then I want you to roll your card up, okay? best as you can, and roll it up like this. And then when you come up to receive the ashes in a moment, in a little bit here, I want you to bring your card with you. And Kate's going to be up here. She's going to be my helper. She's going to put it in the cross for you. We've got a way with the wiring on there that we're going to put these, you can roll them up, and we're going to give them where they, we're going to put them where they belong. Amen? And be free tonight. As you leave this place, be free with God. Be free with His loving presence in you and with you. That's what He wants for us. He doesn't want anything getting in the way of that relationship with Him. So take a few moments and write down what you need to write down to offer to Him tonight.